chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Good evening, audio boomerangs. Well, it's not a sleepy, dusty Delta day here. It's actually quite cool, but it is the 3rd of June, so I thought it was appropriate to play at least a small part of that song. I can't play the whole thing because it's like 7 minutes and something in length. But I listen to it every 3rd of June without fail. I have ever since I got a copy of it anyway. Well, I just returned home from Bible study and I was not going to go because I'm in a lot of pain again. The problem is that I've been trying to compensate for my neck pain, even though that's getting better, by standing a certain way and having a certain posture. Well, by doing that, I've actually done my back in. So now I'm in a hell of a lot of pain from my back. Oy vey, I'm thinking, whether I want to or not, and believe me, I don't, that I'm probably gonna have to go to the clinic and get this sorted because it's getting to the point where I'm having a hard time getting things done because I'm in pain all the time. Anyhow, I did not come here to whinge about that, believe me. I hate having to mention negative things. I came to tell you about the wonderful evening that I had, and I'm so glad now that I went. Glory to God that I got up the energy and made the decision to go. I actually walked up to my drugstore first, because my pharmacy is actually only a block from my church, and picked up a few things. And by the time I got to the church, oh my word, I was in such pain. But I had taken an Advil, so I think it finally kicked in. So it wasn't so bad after a while. First of all, when I got there, I went to the wrong door. I always do this. There's a funny alleyway that goes to the back door, and there are sort of two back doors, and one is always locked, and one is open whenever there's someone in there. And I always go to the one that's locked, and think that it's locked because there's no one there. But someone saw me, luckily, and pointed me to the right door. We were the first ones there, and she's a really nice lady. But, oh my word, she talks and talks and talks. It's hard to shut her up. I mean, I can't get a word in edgeways. Today she was telling me about how her cat tried to escape from her apartment, and about how every time she tries to read, her cat will jump on her book. So at least they were interesting anecdotes. But the thing is, she'll, during the Bible study itself, she'll, get on some tangent that really doesn't have to do with what we're discussing, and it's kind of annoying. But anyway, bless her, she's a very nice soul, and I don't think she means to be annoying. So she was the first one there, aside from myself, and while we waited for other people to show up, she yacked and yacked and yacked. Oh well. Perhaps she doesn't have anyone to talk to that much, so maybe it's nice for her to be able to have a friendly soul to... Oh, sorry, I almost dropped the Bloomin' Olympus. I'm so glad I've got batteries in here again. I missed this little thing. So yeah, I think maybe it helps her to have a good listener. Anyhow, when everybody else came, oh my goodness, there was so much food! Because this was our last night of Bible study until September. So someone brought sandwiches and they were really good. Chicken salad, egg salad, and salmon. Oh, And somebody else brought cheese and crackers, like really nice multigrain and fruit crisps. So good. And somebody else brought a fruit tray and cream cheese dip. And somebody else brought shortbread. Oh. And then one lady, bless her soul, she brought wine. I couldn't believe it. I was so thrilled. It was a really lovely, I think there was a rosé, and then the one I had was a wonderful white wine. And I can't recall the name now, but it's rather difficult to pronounce, even for me. So I think that's why I've forgotten. It's some four-syllable name I just can't recall. It's too bad, because it was really good. It was a sparkling white wine, and I wish I could remember it, because I'd love to tell my friend Kim. She's kind of a wine connoisseur. Although Kim might not like this one that much. It was a little on the sweet side. Not overly sweet. Not like a Riesling or a dessert wine. But yeah, it had a bit of sweetness to it, and she might not like that. Anyhow, this Bible translator came to give a talk, and this was the second part of the talk that he gave. I missed the first part because then I was in serious pain from my neck. The second part, unfortunately, it was a lot of stuff that I already knew, but it was good to have a refresher course because some I'd forgotten. So he talked about the various Bible translations in English, starting from Wycliffe and going to Purvey and Tyndale and Matthews, and then of course good old King James. And there was a ban by the Roman Catholic Church on any translation of the Bible in a vernacular language until, I think, yes, King Henry VIII's time and the dissolution of the monasteries. And then he lifted that ban. Sorry, I just had to pause and think for a second as to what this man had said, but that was it. And I had known that, and it was, of course, because the hierarchy of the Catholic Church wanted total control over the common people. So they wouldn't allow them to actually access the scriptures for themselves. And all of the services, until this ban was lifted, were, of course, in the Latin Vulgate. In fact, the reason we have the expression hocus pocus today is because part of the Mass during the communion included the phrase hoc est corpus, here is the body, as in the body of Christ. And people used to think that the priest was saying hocus pocus. But anyhow, even though I knew a lot of the stuff, I mean, I've actually read bits and pieces of the Wycliffe Bible in Middle English, which is not easy. But it was really interesting. I hadn't read the Tyndale translation. That's funky. For example, there's a piece in Genesis where he says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a lucky fellow. And there's something in Exodus about the Pharaoh's jolly captains. So it's quite an interesting translation. It's less formal, I think, and more dynamic. So yeah, it was a really interesting discussion. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to get into any translations past King James, because my Bible study group is known for being very talkative, including myself. I had a few things to say. For example, this gentleman that came quoted a Cadman poem in Anglo-Saxon that I had read at university, so we talked about that for a bit. So I'm just as much to blame as anybody else, really. So we didn't get into a whole lot past the kind of the beginnings of Protestantism.